children in a world of pure imagination.
What's on your face?
Vaginal secretions, vaginal blood, endometriosis, fibroid juice.
Squidge on face. Did you feel it really shoot up and come down? That's really crucial at this point.
Mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lulls.
Eat that boo-boo.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're doing it right here. We're
gonna take turns. Oh my god! Yeah, hey Frank Stimenton with you, back for the Wednesday show. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program for you. Have you been following this Occupy Wall Street stuff? I guess it's been going on for a month. I just now read about it. I don't really follow the news that closely. If it doesn't involve, you know, a penis getting sliced off or an elderly rape victim, I could care less. But yeah, apparently the 99% are voicing their displeasure against the 1%. I don't know what these people are talking about. To me, it sounds like a lot of whining. What I don't get is the point. Like, I understand we want our voice to be heard, but are they offering up any solutions? What should we do about this problem, this 1% problem? I get the feeling they just want some free money. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, let's steal from these rich bastards, and I'm all for that. But I've got some interviews here. Now, the person doing the interview, I have a feeling, didn't care for this Occupy Wall Street movement. So he's probably looking for just complete dumbasses. And, well, he found them.
So why are you here?
Oh, I see. Let's see.
Yay!
Why are you here? Why did you wander over to Wall Street? Why have you been here for a week or two?
There were some people who were a bit more clear on why they came.
I'm opposed to hierarchical structures. I'm opposed to a priest telling you how to worship God, a boss telling you how to do your job. I'm opposed to a politician telling you what the laws are.
What?
Wall Street is demonic. It's evil. They are guilty of breaking all the commandments.
We are literally making you and this capitalist monster irrelevant.
So your question is, am I against profit?
Yes. I mean, is profit wrong or evil?
Yeah, I'm against capitalism.
I mean, I think corporations in general are bad.
They are?
Oh,
is that the new iPhone?
No, this is the old iPhone that is broken.
Yeah, people just like to participate in things, I guess. So I'm sure there are a bunch of people and their hearts are in the right place. But I think for the majority, it's just, you know, it's like a little festival.
I would replace it with communism.
Anarchy.
Primitivism.
What is that? Like hunter-gatherer?
Sure, and early farm life, but yeah.
All right, so the question was, what would you replace capitalism with? And this woman wants to go back to a hunting-gathering type of civilization.
But you know how many people are going to die if you have hunter? If you go back to a hunter-gatherer society, people who can't hunt or can't gather.
You learn, and I mean, this might sound terribly cold, but it's a fact of life. Everything dies.
Get a choice.
Oh boy.
For no.
So rather than enjoying all of the luxuries that you, even if you're unemployed, you've got government assistance helping you. I have a feeling that, you know, you still have your iPods and all of the other shit, and food and modern luxuries even the poor people have. You'd rather take, you know, wearing fucking loincloths and, you know, chasing after, you know, lions with spears and shit.
A pot for a lifetime. Or
wait, was that?
Get a choice for no pot for a lifetime, or take down the entire investment banking system. Which would you choose?
Oh, I like pot, but I'm not an egomaniac. It's more important that the system be taken down.
His priorities are in the right place.
Really not sure if they have a handle on basic economics.
What is credit?
Credit? Money that doesn't actually exist?
That's true.
What is a stock?
No idea.
I would say all consumer debt, I would say revolving debt, credit card debt, mortgage debt should be abolished, and the bank should be abolished.
The idea of debt is completely silly. It's...
So there shouldn't be any debt?
There shouldn't be any debt, no.
So, how would you get a mortgage to buy a house?
It's not as simple as that.
I'd trade it. A barter system. I'd make a bunch of cool-ass hemp bracelets in exchange for a house. All right, so there you go. I'm not going to play the whole thing here, but you get the idea. Let's move on to some horrific ancient porn. DB listener Clayton sent this clip in. This is one of the worst pieces of shit acting I've ever seen in a porno. Take a listen.
Damn, I've been sitting up for 2 hours now. Jesse said he's coming. I'm getting hot waiting for him. He's probably out fucking his sheeps again. Gee, I wish this was Jesse's cock.
She's got a bottle of Jim Beam or something.
This was Jesse's cock. Well, you're smaller than Jesse, but you sure are hard. Woo!
Looks like she's been fucking. God damn, it's all juicy and everything.
Yeah, so she passed out after fucking herself with the Jack Daniel bottle. And this guy came and discovered
her. Looks like she's been fucking. God damn, it's all juicy and everything.
Jesse, you been out fucking the sheeps?
No, you know I've never done that. Oh. That's just an old cowboy tale.
Oh, I see. Jesse, you smell your dick.
What? She wants to smell his dick just to make sure he hasn't been fucking goats and stuff? By the way, hairiest pussy I've seen in a long time.
Jesse, you smell your dick.
What? Smell my dick. What? Smell my dick. What? Smell my dick.
I know you've been fucking the sheep.
You're crazy. I don't fuck sheep.
Let me smell it.
Oh, it really smells good, Jesse.
Oh, this is better than riding my horse.
Turn around, I'm gonna fuck you sheep style.
Ram it in, Ranra.
What?
Ram it in, Ranra.
Wow. Just very thick white cum. Well, now, thanks to this stupid porno, I gotta play at least a little bit of risque.
Nigga, this is the 15 motherfucking time that I called and left your ass messages. I done text your bitch ass, and you ain't responded to nothing. What the fuck is you doing? Who the fuck is you out there with? You think I'm
you?
My girls already done put me up
who
on your ass.
Who the fuck is you
tonight,
out there with?
You get home, I got some news for your bitch ass.
Why you coming home, 5 in the morning? Something's going on, can I smell your dick? Play me like a fool, cause that ain't cool. So what you need to do is let me smell your dick. Why you coming home?
Best rap song ever.
Oh. It's late night,
such
you creep.
A great song. I've totally got to add that to my playlist. All right, my mom would enjoy that song. Next time I'm up in Ashton Beulah, I'll play that for her when we're in the car. All right, yes, moving on now. Corey sent in a clip. Apparently, the Found Footage Festival is coming to Columbus, Ohio, and they basically acquire just clip VHS tapes of just weird, bizarre things. And one of the clips they found recently is called Rent-A-Friend, America's original video companion. So if you're lonely, if you've got no one to share your life with, you're just, you know, sitting at home waiting to die, here is a video companion for you. You turn the TV on, you pop this tape in the player, and boom, you've got an instant chum.
Hi. I'm Sam, and basically I'm here because
you're a loser.
I want to be your friend. What's your name?
Tim. Tim.
Yeah. You know, I see that. I really... That is you, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you mind if I take a look around your place a little bit? Well, thanks. Great.
I don't know you that well.
Just want to check it out a little bit here.
Guy is a creep.
Oh, boy. I was infatuated with this one for like 5-6 years and never had a single date. Then she wrote something mysterious in my yearbook, like maybe we should have gotten together.
Everyone wants to have a friend, but Christ, this guy's a loser.
Hey, thanks a lot for telling me now, Nancy. I'll never see you again. Of course, she's probably, if this is you, Nancy, how you doing?
You ruined my life, Nancy. I could never get over you. My life has been shit since I met you. Can't get you out of my mind. All right. So, by the way, you can purchase the full Rent-A-Friend video on the FoundFootageFest.com website. It's only $15, and they've remastered it, put it on a DVD for you. Waste of money. Real quick, before we move on, I've got a note here that was posted in a dorm. This is directed from the Office of Residential Life. Dear Hull residents, we have recently found several blockages in the shower caused by human hair. However, over the past few weeks, we found more quantities of what we now have determined is semen in water. It gets caught in filters. I don't know if that's true. And our system is, then the word is cut off. It costs $3,000 to repair thus far. Though we know you must take care of your business, may we advise those who wish to masturbate to dispose of their discharges appropriately. I don't know what that means. How do you dispose of cum? Answer, head on over to the sorority house. All right, thank you for your understanding, Office of Residential Life. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, real quick, guys, got to mention this. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. I talk about this every day. You know the drill. Yesterday, there was about 15 or 16 minutes of bonus content on the extended show. And tomorrow, I've got an exclusive program. So if you want to catch all that shit, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three very quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from the Chicagoland area. Sweet treats turned sour for a Chicago woman when she was charged with domestic battery after allegedly pelting her husband with cupcakes. Now, if this shit went down in Topeka, this would be a non-news story. You could fucking beat the crap out of your partner over there now. Sweet treats turned sour for a Chicago woman when she was charged with domestic battery after allegedly pelting her husband with cupcakes. Really? You're gonna press charges because your wife hits you with cupcakes? Soft, moist cupcakes? Arturo... Oh, Jesus. Montesto something. 56 called police after his wife, Dawn, 60, began to hit him during an argument at their home late Saturday. Now, I remember my parents told me that occasionally... very rarely, altercations got physical between them. Like, my mom and dad would argue about grammar, what's the grammatically correct way to say something, and my mom got angry at my dad and accidentally hit him in the face with a coffee cup, like one of those, you know, not porcelain coffee cups, but, you know. And so then my dad grabbed my mom's coffee cup and poured all the coffee down her new robe. Sometimes you just have to get a little physical. You know, there's only so many ways you can articulate something verbally. I'm all for domestic violence, is what I'm saying. All right. Yes, Arturo said he was in fear of his wife because she threw cupcakes at you and he wanted her arrested after police arrived at his home and found his head and shirt smeared with cupcake icing and crumbs. Police said in a report of the incident that Dawn had admitted the cupcake assault. When questioned, she faced Cook County Circuit Judge Adam D. Bourgeois Jr. or something on Sunday morning, and he ordered electronic monitoring. She's wearing an ankle bracelet because she threw a cupcake, and set her bail at $10,000. She was charged with a misdemeanor count of domestic battery. So there you go. Moving on now. Second story we have for you today. Chances are, if the word feces appears in a headline to a news story, you should really just send that along to me, because there's a good probability that I will want to read it on the program. Yes, man has been jailed for placing human feces on a heater. Really, I didn't realize that was a criminal offense. A 30-year-old man who tried to turn his own feces into gold by putting it on... What? Wait a second. A 30-year-old man who tried to turn his own feces into gold by putting it on an electric heater has been jailed for 3 months. Paul Moran's bizarre experiment caused around three... He wanted to turn his poop into gold. Brilliant. Brilliant man. Paul Moran's bizarre experiment caused around £3,000 worth of damage to his housing executive flat. He admitted arson and endangering the lives of others. He was given a one-month concurrent sentence for throwing his excrement around a holding cell. This guy is all about shit. He really needs to get a new routine. Yes, upon his release, he will spend a further 12 months on license. I guess it's like probation. His Honor Judge McFarland told him, rather bizarrely, you were attempting to make gold from human feces and waste products. He described it as an interesting experiment to fulfill the alchemist's dream, adding that it was never going to succeed. I don't like how the judge kind of almost pays him a compliment, like, oh, yes, this is an interesting experiment to fulfill your dream, but it would never succeed, you failure. Back to the drawing board. I'm going to turn boogers into diamonds. That's his next experiment. All right, and finally today, freaks, sleep fucking. We've all tried that excuse. It never flies. I don't know why I'm half naked and my penis is so close to your mouth. Last thing I knew, I was having a dream and then I woke up in this position. But I guess this condition really exists. A desperate Ryan and Dee Harris tried in vain for a baby for 18 months, then conceived while he was asleep. Dun, dun, dun. All right. Who here thinks the bitch whored around to get this baby? Raise your hand. Ryan has the rare medical condition, sexsomnia, which makes people perform sex acts they later cannot remember. Convenient. He regularly wakes up D, 25, for sex without regaining consciousness himself. She said they were about to start fertility treatment when she discovered she was pregnant. Customer service assistant D said, I had to keep record of when we had sex. When I look back, it was clear I conceived on a night we had sleep sex, as we call it, which means I'm half awake and Ryan is actually totally asleep. I love that she just lets him have sex with her, even though he's asleep. Good girl. That's a good wife. That night, Ryan took me by surprise in my ass. It put more of the fun back into it, and it clearly worked. She recalled the first time it happened, and she loves it. She loves that this guy is just banging the hell out of her, and he doesn't even know it. She recalled the first time it happened, I sent him a text the next morning saying last night was great. He replied saying he didn't know what I was going on about. He can never remember, but the sex is more intense. I like that the sex is better when he's asleep and he doesn't know what he's doing. The couple from Basingstoke, Haunts or something, have been together for 9 years and their son Lincoln is now 16 months old. Carpenter Ryan, 28, said, I've been talking in my sleep for years, but when Dee told me we were having sex... he's a carpenter. Okay. I kind of thought that was a strange name, Carpenter Ryan. No, Carpenter Ryan, 28, said, I've been talking in my sleep for years, but when Dee told me we were having sex as well, I thought she was joking. She says she likes sleep sex because I last longer, so I think it helped with the baby. Yeah, he really pumped a lot of... Yeah, the longer you can hold off, the more cum is produced. Isn't that how that goes? So that was a lot of it was shot up in her pussy, is what I'm saying. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. You know, I speak in medical terms. A lot of hot jizz was pumped into her bacon hole. All right, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. So that kid Dylan emailed me again. For those of you who don't remember, yesterday he sent me an email. He's very pissed off, and he said he was going to cancel his Sideshow membership because I don't play his voicemails and all this other bullshit. He says, I just listened, and the way he spelled listened is one of the most creative ways I've ever seen. LITCSENEDE. I just listened to today's show. Sorry, I guess, period. I overreacted, period. And you may have overreacted by telling me to fuck off and die. No, I think that was an appropriate response. I wasn't just angry that you cut me off. I know you do that to everyone, but you literally snored through one of my calls. Well, again, it was warranted. Also, I stopped saying don't skip this call a couple of weeks ago because you said that it annoyed you. Sorry. Well, apology is accepted, Dylan. Now just, you know, let's work on the quality of your phone calls.
Good morning, Timothy James Henson. This is Lifetime Sideshow member Surly here. I just listened to your October 13th Sideshow exclusive show. And I was going to call in to tell you, and I know everybody knows this already, I love me some Shatner. I was going to tell you that there can never be too much Shatner. Thank you so much
yes.
for playing all the Shatner. Mm-hmm. But what I really have to say to you is a big fuck you.
It was a Shatner explosion. A Shatner splatter. It was a splatner. Shatner all over the place.
Proven to me that there can be too much Shatner because my head just like exploded all over the place hearing the spoken word rendition of Pink Floyd's Learning to Fly done by William Shatner. I don't know what to think. I'm pretty much, I would say I'm speechless, but obviously I'm rambling. That does not compute. I don't know what to think about.
Her head is, I can hear her head spinning as she records this call.
Hey, Tim, it's Joe, a sideshow freak from Michigan.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, I just listened to the 10-12-11 show.
10-12-11,
and,
okay.
And you playing the Petkoff lady? Well, I live probably in, like, a city over from where she lives. And to make it even more funny for you, it's just a fun thing guy, the shit guy.
Yeah.
To get to that lady's city, you have to go through his city.
I don't even remember his city.
So it's like I'm on the outskirts of fucking hell and shitville. I figured I'd flick
the corner of hell and shit.
Hello, do the end of this pen.
Hey!
Monkey,
I haven't heard from him lately.
Timothy, Jesus Ween. Nay, October 31st this year will be Monkey Ween. Mm-hmm. And here's how you take part. Dress up like your favorite monkey celebrity. Like,
or how about Chimpan Ween?
The bear from BJ and the Bear. The monkey from the old
Chimpan Weens.
Old Navy commercials. Whoopi Goldberg. And you go to people's houses.
Racist.
Instead of saying trick or treat, say, I'll rip off your face if you don't give me some candy, bitch. Mm. Thank you very much and have a nice night.
All right. Thank you very much, Pan Panascore. Yes, caller?
Yeah, Tim, peppers up the ass, really? Peppers?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Peppers
that was
up
just
the
too
ass.
Funny.
Oh, you actually like that. Okay. I thought this was going to be a mean call. Really, Tim? You're playing peppers up the ass now? Is that what you've resorted to? Have you no shame or decency? No, I don't.
Hey, Tim. Rip Brett here.
Hi.
I'm just calling because I had to let you know that the other day I was fucking this retarded girl.
Uh-huh, sure.
And she wouldn't swallow my cum.
Really? Even retarded girls have enough sense not to swallow your cum?
So I did it all over the window and let nature do its course. Have a good one.
That's a good method.
Hey, Tim, it's Chickadee. I'm really behind on shows, so I had to hear it from my
Columbus princess.
Friend who I turn into a freak. My condolences about your dad. I hope he's not good with this whole people dying thing and stuff.
Who is good with death?
I hope you're okay. I hope your mom's okay, your sister's.
Yeah, it's been a month. I've forgotten that old man who died by now.
Yeah, you're all
I've moved on.
Family's okay and stuff.
I'm just kidding. Of course, I'm still a wreck. I love my daddy.
I really appreciate that you kept up with the shows.
Well,
the sideshow members.
I tried to.
You know, of course, best. It wasn't necessary and stuff.
Well, you know, look,
so,
it's hard, you know.
Yeah, that's about it. I've been a really long time listener.
Yeah, you can take me out for beer someday, Chickadee. And you can bring a guy, too, if you're afraid I'm going to do something to you. If you're afraid I'm a creep or something.
You
can go out in a group.
It's the Puerto Rican Batman speaking. No, actually, it's a teacher from Chicago again.
Hey,
once
teacher.
Again, doing my Puerto Rican Batman impression.
Not bad.
Yeah, long time no speaky, Tim. Mm. The reason why I called,
sipping
I was
on my Dr.
just
Pepper.
Listening to an older episode of your show, actually, from about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And it got me thinking that in about a month, I don't remember what day, but in about a month, it's going to be the 5-year anniversary of the sideshow.
Yes.
And that got me all excited, and it also got me thinking.
We're going to celebrate by me raising prices.
Do you have any special plans that you're going to do for us Sideshow Freaks?
We don't celebrate things like that.
I would agree.
I usually do to celebrate the, you know, every year in November, I'll do like a week of Sideshow exclusive programs and maybe give away a couple prizes or something. I don't know. I'm horrible with the prizes. You guys know that. I think there's some people waiting for their Christmas prizes from last year. but, yeah, maybe I could do one big prize again. I don't know. What do you guys want?
Really curious to know if they're, you don't want to keep them secret. Yeah, that's basically it. So let us know.
I think it was November, what, November 16th or 17th I launched the Sideshow?
Hey, Tim. First time caller Malin here.
Oh, hey,
I was just calling in with a know when you're a freak moment kind of thing. And, a few years ago, I got my first job, and being the dork that I was, I had to call my grandma about it and tell her that I got it. And so I call her one day, and I'm like, Mimi, guess what?
Mimi.
She's like, what?
Mima.
And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, I have brain cancer. She didn't think that was very funny.
No.
But, yeah, I love the show.
Speaking of which, we haven't heard from CJ, the 34-year-old near-dead.
So, keep it up. I'm a Sideshow member. I love you.
I hope he's doing okay.
Oh, hi, Tim. Hi, this is Jennifer from Trenton, New Jersey. I just saw the best thing ever. My neighbor, my neighbor's daughter, she died of brain cancer. And now her daughter's dying of brain cancer, too. And then Kathleen, she's going to die now. And they were putting her in a wheelchair. Oh, it was the best thing ever, Tim. I just thought of you.
Thank you. I love
that. Have a good day, Tim.
I love that voice. Great. Call in more often, please. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in our gang.
What? Smell my dick.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I will be back to end the week with the Friday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
You don't
like crazy! Cry crazy! Don't talk! Don't! I mean, what were you doing? I didn't think you'd talk.
I see that.